GoodSuccess.com. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the privilege of laying at your feet again today. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the blessing. Be magnified in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask today that you visit everyone. Lord, change everyone's story. Change everyone's life. And let no one return back the same way. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The topic remains 7 Secrets of Good Success. How to break from obscurity to limelight. We started a series last week and it's called 7 Secrets of Good Success, How to Break from Obscurity to Limelight. And this 7-week series will include 7 laws of success. Last week we were able to touch on the law of contentment and we had a breakdown of what contentment is, which is a state of happiness and satisfaction. God wants to bring you to a state of happiness and satisfaction. That is the law of contentment. And we were able to learn how you need to enjoy whatever you have or wherever you are right now, because you are only there right now. God has a big future, a future of glory and blessings for you and I. However, God wants you to enjoy where you are right now. It may not be where you expect to be. It may not be where you think you should be. But God wants you to enjoy where you are right now and to be grateful. So that's just a little about what we learned last week. Today, we are going to be learning about the law of flexibility. What is flexibility? What does it mean to be flexible? Before we start, we're going to look at what good success is again, because we are looking at the 7 secrets of good success. Success is hitting a goal or an expectation. When you have an expectation, I'm going to graduate from school in the next 2 years, or I'm going to get married, I'm going to have 2 children, that's a goal, that's an expectation. The Bible says the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. So you have an expectation, you have a goal. When 2 teams are playing against each other, let's say the Super Eagles and whatever other team they are playing with, the goal is that they want to be at least 1 goal ahead of each other. So that means if the Super Eagles of Nigeria has 2 goals, you want to make sure you have 2 goals while the other team has maximum of 1 goal. So that is when you can say, oh, I really succeeded. We really succeeded. So when you have a goal and you meet it, that is success. However, good success is when you meet your goal without causing pain to anyone or even to yourself along the line, and then while you're still able to maintain a life without blemish, that is good success. So when you look at whatever you have achieved today or whatever you want to achieve in the future, just look at yourself. When I come out at the other end, will my life be filled with blemish? Will I look at my life and see sin in my life? Will I look at my life and see pain? So that is exactly what good success tells us to do. I'm going to start with a story today, and I'm going to tell you about my finance story. For those who knew me years ago, I know many people may not even know this about me. I used to paint. I'm an artist. I used to do sculpture, painting, portraiture. That means if you give me your picture, I can paint you out. I can do all those things. I used to do them. If you check my Facebook profile, you may still see some of them there right now. What am I driving at? I'm trying to tell you that those years when I used to paint and do all those things, you will see me bending my head to the right, to the left, looking at the artwork, moving towards the back. Sometimes you do the artwork halfway and then you just leave it for the day and then come back to check it tomorrow. And sometimes you just call someone else. This portraiture, I'm painting someone. Look at the picture of the person. What I'm doing right now, does it look like that person? You want to get a second touch. You want to get a second opinion. What are people thinking about this? What is this like? And then sometimes when you have done all the work, maybe throughout the day, the second day, you are like, oh, I'm going to sleep. Let me sleep on it. Then you wake up in the morning and you begin to see all the things that you should have touched that you didn't touch yesterday. You begin to see it in a different light. That is one of the ways by which you can actually have success in that area. That's talking about the fine arts. Those are the things I used to do. Sometimes you move backwards, looking at the fine arts from a distance. What you are painting from a distance, closing your eyes a little, making sure you are able to focus and see different things. That's my final story. However, how do we bring this to the law of flexibility? I'm going to touch back on this later. The dictionary defines flexibility to be the quality of bending easily without breaking. When you want to talk about something that is flexible, it means it can bend without breaking. Have you seen people that are very flexible before? They bend, they twist, they do all manner of things, they jump, they dance, and you're like, don't we have the same kind of bones? Are your bones rubber? They are just flexible in their body. So the quality of bending easily without breaking is what we call flexibility. And then the dictionary also defines it as the willingness to change or compromise. For you to have good success in life, you must be the person who is able to compromise. There is good compromise, there is bad compromise. Sometimes the line between good flexibility and bad flexibility is very thin. There is a time that compromise is bad. There's a time that compromise is good. For example, if somebody is serving God, going to church, doing all manner of things to please God, just compromises his faith. And then let's say somebody is looking for a job, and then whoever wants to give the job says, if you sleep with me in a particular hotel, you're going to get a job. And the person compromised her faith or his faith, then that is bad compromise. But let's say somebody who has determined to live his life recklessly, anyhow, without even thinking about what God thinks, and just decides to compromise in the right direction that, I'm even going to go to church today. Let me even think about this born again thing. And then the person decides to be born again. Then that is another form of compromise. The person has done a good compromise. Another thing is, let's say you and your wife, you are talking about the school to send your children. And then maybe you as the husband, you say, no, he's going to that school near the house where they don't pay so much. And then the woman says, all my friends, they send their children to the other school that is far away but beautiful and all that. So sometimes, one of you have to compromise. Like, you can't go to my school, you can't go to your school, so let's find another school that can balance the two ideas we have. That's another form of compromise. So, for you to have success in life, you must know that sometimes you just have to change your thoughts, change your patterns of acting, change the way you do things. Without that, the person may be heading for a very bad future. That will not be your portion, that will not be my portion. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the law of flexibility is taking a turn away from your earlier stand. You stood the ground, you said, this is what I'm going to do. Then you later said, I think I'll bend a little. Now, towards the good direction right now, not the bad. You are just bending, saying, I'm going to decide to do it this way. So you need to be flexible enough to make good compromise where there is a higher argument. So sometimes some people, when they say, this is what I'm going to do, they don't even want to consider an other alternative. They just want to go that way. No. Every time you have a good argument, a higher knowledge, a knowledge that is superior to the one you previously had, be ready to be flexible. Be ready to make a turn. And we're going to see some examples. So, for example, based on the artwork I was talking about, sometimes you've painted everything, you've done everything you think is right. Then somebody comes and says, the ear of this person looks like that of a dog. You can decide to be angry. And then you can decide to look at your artwork again to see if the person is actually saying the truth. So that is how it is in life. Maybe you decide that you're going to marry somebody. And then people are saying, this guy, I think there's something hidden about him that you need to find out. And you're like, I prayed, I fasted, God told me. No, you should relax and try to see from the light of other people. Because if there's a higher argument, if there's a higher knowledge, a superior knowledge, or the Holy Spirit has revealed something new to you, no, it's not the time to argue. It's time to bend, to compromise in the right direction now. For example, maybe a man, you said to somebody, I want to marry you and all that, and then you start seeing some things, and then God said you are wrong. Please, it's better you just compromise right now and say, no. God, I'd rather go your way. Apologize to that person. The person will understand. You have broken the heart of the person. It's okay. It's going to cause a pain. But you know, if God says you are wrong, you don't even want to bring somebody right to your wrong decision. No. You rather want to let the person go so that you be in the right place. And then the person in the right place. Because it will not be good for both of you. The same thing in business. You've decided that you're going to do business with somebody, and then you begin to see God saying, did I even tell you to go with this person? And you begin to see God telling you that, no, you are wrong. What do you do? Don't just go ahead. No, it's time to be flexible. To say, no. I'm turning again. I'm turning in the right direction. Sight is powerful. That means what you can see, what I can see, is very powerful. In fact, what you and I do is mainly dependent on what you and I can see. If you can't see it, you won't go in that direction. Somebody wants to become a doctor. I have to first see it in his or her mind that I want to become a doctor. Then you begin to take actions toward that direction. So if you can't see it, you can't do it. The Bible says something that, how can the blind lead the blind? He said, both of them will fall into a ditch. He said, if what you call sight, if what you call light is darkness, how great is that darkness? So sometimes what you think is sight, what you think is vision, what you think is dream, what you think is right is actually wrong. But that is not what we are looking at today. What we are looking at is the moment you realize that what you think is right is wrong, what you think is light is darkness, then turn. Don't waste time. Like Bishop Oyedepo normally says that it's never too late to be right. The moment you realize that you are wrong, just turn, just change. Just make the turn. Praise God. And I pray that God will release that grace to us. That when maybe you have made a promise, you have said you're going to do something, and then you realize that what you said is wrong, the grace for you and I to turn in the right direction may be released to us in Jesus' name. For you and I to have good success, we need this thing called flexibility. Sometimes everything looks good and perfect until, number one, you look from another perspective. If you want to write it down, you can write it down. Sometimes it just takes another perspective. Remember I was talking about the fine art. See, when I bend my head, close my eyes a little, go to the back, ask somebody else, what am I doing? I'm asking for another perspective. I'm looking at it from another perspective. Because sometimes you think you have seen enough, but because you are too close, you can't see. That's why we fast sometimes. Because your flesh is there, your body is there, your emotions are involved. And then when you fast, the fasting breaks your emotions. It breaks your feelings. And then you can now see clearly. And then you are like, oh, no, I'm wrong. And sometimes it's not even about being wrong. It's about you not seeing well. So, for example, maybe you went into a business. And all you needed to do with that business was for you to just be able to feed your family. And then maybe through prayer and fasting, you're just like, ah, I'm not having success in this business. What is happening? Then maybe you decide to fast. Day one, day two, day three, and then light broke forth, and you're like, oh, this business is not for me to feed my family. This business is for me to feed my whole village. It's for me to feed my whole country. It's for me to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. And then light shows, and then you begin to see that, oh, I was wrong. I didn't have enough light. Now you have more light. So I'll give you an example also about my fine art. Today is about my fine art. I took a project some time ago when I was in school, and I was paid for it. And guess what? After I spent the money, I was doing the hard work. Now I found that it was difficult for me to achieve because I was using a medium I didn't use before. It's called acrylic, and acrylic can be very difficult to use if you are not very good with it. It's more difficult than oil because it dries up fast. So I was using it, and then I was getting frustrated and all that. And I was like, hey, I've spent this money. How do I refund the money? I have to do this artwork. So I went to church that day. I think that was my first time in Winners. So when I got to church that day, the pastor was preaching on faith. Oh my goodness. I was stirred up. My faith was up and I had enough light to do the work. I got back home and I got to this artwork and I started doing it very well. And then I think one of my mentors in fine art then came and checked. Was like, really? You're using acrylic? Man, that is really wonderful. I started seeing all this and I started feeling good about myself. So faith in church plus the good words he was speaking, man, everything stirred up. And then he said, no, you shouldn't be painting in this room. You should go to the back of the house. We have more light. When I took this artwork out of my room to the balcony at the back of the house, I was surprised at what I was doing. The light just reflected all manner of like errors, all manner of things I didn't see before. That is how light can make a change in your actions. See, sometimes because all you see is what you can see, then all you do is what you can do. But when you can see from a higher perspective, that is the power of counseling sometimes. When somebody brings you higher counseling, then you begin to see like, wow, 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 I didn't see it from this light. Man, I see it in a different light. So now from the faith in church to what the guy said to me and how he pointed me in the right direction, I was able to do it fantastically well. So that is how it is. Sometimes everything looks good and perfect until, like I said before, number one, you look from another perspective. What is that thing that is troubling you? What is that thing you've not been able to have good success in? You may just want to look from it from another perspective. Through your eyes, maybe through your fasting, or just asking somebody else to look into your situation. And like an adage in my dialect says that, what an elderly man can see while sitting, a young boy will not see it while climbing on a tree. Sometimes these elders can just see far away. That is why we should not just stress ourselves sometimes. Let others help you see. Then number two, everything looks good and perfect until after a few days, months, years, or even decades. Like I said earlier, sometimes you just stop the artwork and wait till the next day. And then the next day you begin to see what you didn't see before. So that's how it is also in life. When you want to make a decision and then you are under pressure, you're in a hurry, you know what? Just relax. Wait another day. Wait for another month. Sometimes it's just another year. You want to go into a business and you're like, you're so much under pressure, you're so confused and all that. Sometimes it's just for you to wait for one day, 1 month, 2 months, for you to see it from another perspective. Everything looks good and perfect until, number three, someone else tells you what you cannot see. And then number four, when the Holy Spirit lifts the veil on your eyes. So sometimes you just cannot see because you are clouded by your thoughts, by your wishes, by your emotions, by your feelings. And then the Holy Spirit lifts the veil. Imagine when Paul, the scale was removed from his eyes. Imagine the disciples at Emmaus. That's in Luke 24:13-35. You can read at home. So these two disciples, after Jesus was crucified, they were going to a particular village. I think they were just probably running away from Jerusalem. And then Jesus joined them. So their eyes were blinded, kind of. They couldn't identify that this was Jesus. And then they were walking with him and then they were talking. And Jesus was like, what were you guys talking about? And then on and on, Jesus took over the conversation, started telling them, explaining to them about himself. They didn't recognize Jesus until Jesus broke the bread and their eyes were open. Now, that is not the focus today. The focus is that after their eyes were opened, they didn't continue going to where they were going. No. They turned back to Jerusalem to go and tell the disciples. So the same way in life, the moment your eyes see the light, be flexible enough to turn back. Be flexible enough to take the right turn, to make the right decision, to do the right thing. And I pray that that grace will be released to you and I today in Jesus' name. That every time we find out that we are wrong, we quickly apologize. We quickly do the right thing. So sometimes you just made a promise to someone and then later you're like, I'm not supposed to make this kind of promise. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe you can't afford it or something. Apologize quickly before it's too late. Before it turns to lie and then your trust is broken and all that. See, the truth is this. People can quickly forgive you because they know we are all humans. So if you promise somebody, for example, I'm going to be sending 200K to you every month. And then you realize that, hey, I can't afford this. I can only afford 20K. Call the person and tell the person, see, I'm sorry. I earlier promised I'm going to do this. After reviewing my account, I think I can't afford it. This is what I can afford. They can get angry, fine. But you know what? You have become flexible enough to realize your situation. Or else, if you get to a stage you can't afford it, then you now become that liar. And then you lose the trust. Peter and the disciples, when Jesus appeared to them in John 21. Now, when Jesus was crucified, and then they seemed to be confused, wondering what happened. Why was Jesus that we thought was going to be king and take over? Why was he crucified? And then Peter, along with other disciples, they just went fishing and then Jesus appeared to them. And then their eyes were closed again. And then Jesus said to them, hey, children, have you anything to eat? We've not caught anything. We've not done anything and all that. That's what they were saying. And guess what happened? Jesus told them, throw your nets, whatever, and catch. And then they made a catch. And then the beloved said, hey, Peter, that is the Lord. Guess what happened? How they reacted to Jesus before was different. They were like treating him normally and all that. But the moment they realized that this was Jesus, Peter jumped into water. swam to go and meet Jesus. The same thing. They made a turn. They didn't say, no, well, you disappointed us once. We are not going to follow you again. No, he made a turn immediately. And I pray that for you and I, the grace for us to be flexible enough to do the right thing. Always. Especially when we realize that we are wrong. May that grace be released to you and I in Jesus' name. Amen. When do you need flexibility? When may we need flexibility? Number one, in marriage. So I'll talk about the first part and the second part. So for example, I mentioned it before, the choice of a partner. Let's say you want to choose somebody to get married to. It could be in business also. The same thing. Maybe your plan before was, oh, I want a tall, dark, handsome, money in pocket guy. Maybe that's what you wanted. And then you realize that this guy that is coming is full of the Holy Spirit. Maybe he's not tall. Maybe he's short. And then he has other things you wanted. And then you have peace in your spirit. And then you are still saying, no, it must be tall, dark, and no. It could just be your time to compromise the non-essentials for the high essentials. In business also, maybe what you are expecting is to do a white-collar job that won't stain your clothes, and then God is pointing you towards something else that will demand more from you but will bring more profit. It could just be your time to just be flexible. And be flexible enough to say, you know what? I'm going in this direction that God is leading me. Sometimes in marriage, like I mentioned earlier, you and your wife, maybe the wife is saying, this is what I want. The husband is saying, this is what I want. Just be flexible enough could solve the problem. The people, many people divorce is because they are not flexible. Somebody is not willing to bend to the other person. And sometimes these things are just not important things. Maybe it's just something like choice of children's school, color of car. I want a black car. The other person says, no, I want a red car. Sometimes maybe just go for gray so that there will be peace in the house. That's red plus whatever color you had before. I know that's in a lighter mode anyway. But what I'm saying is that compromise, flexibility, good one this time around, good compromise. You're just like, okay, you know what? Let's find a meeting point, a leveling ground. When may you need flexibility? In a job. Maybe you had two job opportunities and God is pointing you to one that looks not so important, and then you another one, all the promises made in heaven and earth. Have you heard about people before that left a good job and went to a higher paying one, and then maybe 1 week after they just fired them, or the job collapsed or something? I've heard that story over again. So about a job, how you react to people. You wanted to get angry sometimes and react the way you got angry, and then the Holy Spirit cautioned you, be flexible enough to bend to the right direction. A difficult situation. Sometimes you say, this is what I'm going to do, but a difficult situation can require your flexibility. Just be flexible enough to know what the Holy Spirit wants per time. And I'm going to say this also. Sometimes you know you heard God. The Holy Spirit spoke to you. It's clear. But you know what? If it has to do with human beings, just like me, maybe the person I wanted to marry before, see, if it's about seeing vision, I saw vision. It's about seeing revelation, I saw revelation. And the person said, no, N-O, no. And in fact, I'm dating someone right now. Do you have to be stuck there? No. Then is the time to be flexible and go to meet God again and say, God, this person said no. What should I do? And God will tell you that, you know what? For every Elijah, there is 1,001 prophets who have not bowed their knees to Baal. There will always be options if it has to do with God. Statements. Maybe you've spoken a wrong statement. Awful words have come out of your mouth to somebody. Be flexible enough to apologize and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was angry. I said this. But you know what? I'm sorry. Maybe you even meant what you said. You know what? Say, I'm very sorry. I was angry. I said this wrong thing. I'm sorry. I have taken it back. Some people say, no, I'm the man, I'm the whatever, I can't take back. No, take it back if you want Jesus to stay in your situation. Then, promises you can't fulfill, I mentioned it before. Maybe you are excited, you are in church. They said, I maybe want to give 1 million, I will give 1 million. And then you check your account, all you have is 100K. And you know that in the next 6 months, you may not even make 1 million. I mean, just tell them, I'm sorry. See, I can't meet up, I was excited. The preacher, his mouth was too sweet. I'm sorry, I can't meet up. Or, if it's a vow, you say God will do something. When God does it, you fulfill your part. But what I'm just saying is, the law of flexibility can come at different times. The moment you know you are wrong, be flexible enough to return. The moment you think there's a higher case, a higher argument, a more solid knowledge, go in the right of the right knowledge. And then let's say in ministry, ministerial doors are open. Let me just talk about this for those who may be in ministry. Like Bishop Edepo said, I think there was an open door in a country. They were there for years and nothing happened. And then he asked the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit said, I was never there. I never told you to go. I was like, really? You know what? He called the people immediately. Come back home. God is not there. He was humble enough to take that direction. Do you know what it means for a pastor of a church that said people should go somewhere? Maybe even told them that God said we should start. And then he realized that he was wrong. And he said, you know what? I was wrong. God said he's not there. Come back home. That is exactly the attitude we should have. Every time you realize you are wrong, please turn and go in the right direction. Be flexible. And then sometimes it's not just about being wrong. It's about when you see that there is something better, don't stick to something that is just good. When God says there's better, or God says there's best, don't stay in the good things of God when there's the best things of God. Don't stay in the normal things when God says there are higher things. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. He said, he's the one who does exceedingly abundantly above what you can think or imagine, what you can ask or imagine. So if you are asking small things and God is pointing you towards bigger things, you know, it may sound easy, but sometimes when God shows you a big picture about your future, it can be difficult to accept. It's just like, God, are you sure? Imagine when Bishop Edeku, for example, was saying 50,000 seat auditorium. See, at that time, I remember when I was growing up, I don't remember about any conference that had maybe 100,000 people. What am I talking about? 1,000. When I was so much younger, I know when we go for crusades or things like that, maybe we have 100 people, 200 people. Did I even go to 200? We have a very small number of people. That was the norm. So imagine somebody saying even far earlier than that there is a 50,000 seat auditorium, not just for a special event, auditorium where people will be gathering as a church. So what I'm saying here is that when God shows you a higher picture, be flexible enough to flow into that higher picture and forget whatever little state you are at, because that's how God leaves people. In fact, God shows you a vision that is bigger than your knowledge. So be flexible enough to quickly grab the visions of God. What are the hindrances to flexibility? Pride. Pride. You're just like, no, I have said something, so it must stay like that. No, you are not God. You are not I am that I am. The reason you are who you are is because you are just human. You may be a man of God, but you know what? There is man in front. God is God. He doesn't have anything. That's why he says, I am that I am. Add anything, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi. You know what? Jehovah is Jehovah. The Nissi, the Jireh, is talking about your experience with God, not about God. God is the same. You are just telling God that, hey, he's my provider. That is why Jehovah Jireh came up. It was the experience of Abraham. God provided. It doesn't mean that God is only limited to provision. No. God is more than a provider. He's a protector. He's a preserver. That is why he said, I am that I am. So, the hindrances to flexibility include pride. Pride is not turning when you can see a clear turn, a clear signal, a clear direction that you should turn. Please, I'm begging you and I that we should turn, and grace for us to make the right turns at the right time may be released to us in Jesus' name. And then the second one is ignorance. When you don't know enough, when you don't have enough knowledge, it is the hindrance to flexibility. And that is why we must always open ourselves to knowledge. And then last thing today is assumptions. When we assume, avoid assumptions at all costs. Like they say, assumption is the mother of frustration. When you assume, it brings frustration because it's sometimes a denial of knowledge. Sometimes you're just assuming, not going to find out what is the right thing to do. So pride, ignorance, and assumptions are the hindrances to flexibility. And as we live today, remember that for good success to happen in your life, there will be several times that you must be flexible. You must be ready to turn in the right direction if you find yourself that you are wrong. And you must be ready to turn in the higher direction when you find that you are too low. God told the Israelites, he said, you have revolved around this mountain too long. Maybe that word is even for somebody here today. That you think, what I'm doing right now, I should be doing better. And God is saying, see, what you are doing is too low for where I'm taking you. And God is saying, you better look upwards. Look upwards and turn and go up on the mountain for me to bless you. And I pray in the name of Jesus that grace for us to always take the right step, take the right turn, be flexible enough to even acknowledge that we are wrong and take the right direction may be released to you and I. In Jesus' name, amen. We've come to the end of the episode today. I just want to encourage you and I that as we go out this week, watch out for those moments. God sent you this word for a reason. Maybe you can even sit down to take a stock of every area of life and say, where do I need to be flexible? What decision am I holding on so much that I feel no, I can't let go? And God is saying, you know what? Let go and let me take over. Be flexible enough. Be flexible enough in that situation. And as the Holy Spirit leads you, we know what step to take per time. Praise God. Let's thank God for the word tonight. Father, we thank you for visiting us again tonight. Blessed be your name. And I ask, O God, that everyone will return blessed this week. Grace for every one of us to take the right turn, to take the right step, to do the right thing may be released to everyone in Jesus' name. And I pray for everyone listening that, Lord, as they go out this week, every wrong step on their path will be taken out. Grace for even everyone to embrace the higher future, the higher blessings you have for everyone may be released in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. See you next week, and please invite someone. And remember, when you invite someone to things like this, you will surely be blessed in return. May you be blessed in Jesus' name. See you next week. Be blessed.
The good success.com.